Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 12, 2026. The Salem City Council has approved construction of a new high school, and Gloucester parents and schools are forming a social media support network. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, near 40, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:37 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. The Salem City Council gave a green light to building a new Salem High School Thursday night when councilors unanimously took an initial vote to borrow up to $447.4 million to pay for construction of the new school. The Massachusetts School Building Authority is expected to reimburse the city between 45% and 60% of the total project cost, but that percentage won't be finalized until after the MSBA's meeting in February. The MSBA requires communities to commit to paying up to the full amount of a new school project in order to move forward. The bond order authorization of more than $447 million represents the full project cost as submitted to the MSBA, including soft costs, construction costs, and contingencies, according to the city. The project would create an entirely new four-story, 365,000-square-foot building between the current high school's footprint and Highland Avenue with an estimated construction period of 30 months. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester school community is working to bring families together to encourage children to thrive in the age of cell phones and social media. The initiative aims to build a community-based network of support to help families raise healthy children capable of coping with digital and social media. A meeting about the initiative will take place Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the cafeteria at East Veterans School, 13 Webster Street in Gloucester, according to Superintendent Ben Lummis, who also said at this point a small group of parents and some school administrators are just trying to get this effort off the ground. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
The local news.news reports the Rowley Board of Health has arranged an emergency vaccination clinic for residents due to the severity of this year's flu, COVID-19, and RSV infections. Although cases went down last week, 62 adults and 4 children have died of the flu this season, according to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. In an effort to keep residents safe, the Board of Health is hosting a vaccine clinic on January 15 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Town Hall Annex located at 39 Central Street in Rowley. Conley's Drugstore will provide vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, pneumonia, RSV, shingles, and tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis. Multiple vaccinations can be administered at the same time. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports over the weekend, the St. John's Prep hockey team fell to Catholic Memorial 5-3. Beverly topped Masconomet 6-1 behind 2 goals from Mikey O'Leary. The Panthers are now 5-2-1 on the season. Danvers was a 5-1 winner over Peabody Saugus Swampscott Co-op. Connor Dombowski scored twice for the Falcons, and goaltender Cody Standring made 28 saves in net. Also, Gloucester posted a 3-1 win over Algonquin. The Fishermen had 3 different goal scorers, Luke Sala, Lucas Albano, Cam Francis. Goaltender Trey Marone made several great saves in the Gloucester win. And Linfield and Newburyport tied at 3. The Beverly girls hockey team is now 7-1 following its 10-1 win over Newburyport. Panthers got 2 goals and 2 assists each from Meredith Johnston and Morgan Linsky. Tonight in boys basketball, Masconomet plays at unbeaten St. Mary's of Lynn at 6:30. In the pros yesterday, the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3 in an NFL wildcard game. Pats will host the winner of tonight's Steelers versus Texans wildcard game on Sunday. And the Bruins blanked the Penguins 1-0 yesterday. They're off tonight. Celtics off yesterday will be playing the Pacers in Indiana tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.